give me the word. Make it plain and clear to me. Give me the word. It's a light that I might see. Give me the word.
Give me the word, an outreach of Restoration Church Valcarron. Visit us online at restorechurch.ca. Now let's join Pastor Jeff Edwards as he brings us a word of encouragement, hope, and restoration for today.
Well, good morning and God bless. This is Pastor Jeff Edwards, and I'd like to thank you for tuning in to Give Me the Word. Remember, Give Me the Word is brought to you to help establish you in faith, to settle you, to put you beyond doubt, and bring you into a favorable position. What an exciting day we live in. You know, last week, the last several weeks, we've been talking about changing our thinking and changing our lives. And that all has to do with the breakthroughs that we're looking for in our lives. You know, I want to take just a moment, and I want to invite all the ladies in this great network all across the North to be part of our Women of Worth Conference. Our Women of Worth Conference is March the 3rd, Saturday, March the 3rd. That's only 2 weeks away. And I want to encourage you that it's going to be an incredible time, and it's called Arise, Awaken, and Activate. We've got speakers that are going to just fill you with the Word of God. We've got our very own Shelley Belcher right here from the KFM Network, Pastor Stacy Quinlan from the Sault Ste. Marie Destiny Christian Center. My lovely wife, May, is going to be ministering. We have worship, an extended worship time by Shawnee Sloss, who has led worship for the Cry and many other different events. So ladies, I encourage you, call the church office today, 705-588-7600. Register today. It's a $40 registration, and we're going to be meeting at the Steelworkers Hall right here in Greater Sudbury. And that $40 includes a light continental breakfast. It includes a complimentary lunch. It also has a gift bag for every woman and a great giveaway basket that we're going to be doing. Last year's conference was so powerful and impacted many lives. And ladies, I encourage you this year, this is for you. This is to minister to you. So March the 3rd, Saturday, March the 3rd, call the church office today, 705-588-7600. We have ladies registered from North Bay, Sault Ste. Marie, in the greater Sudbury area. And I'm believing God that we're going to have over 100 women there. And I'll tell you what, God is just glorious. Last year, we had 75 or 80 ladies come out. And you know what? There's a spot for you. We're at the Steelworkers Hall. Seating is limited. So register today, 705-588-7600. And so as you change your thinking, you begin to change your life. And we want to move into a new realm of breakthrough thinking. I'm often reminded of what Henry Ford said, the man that says he can and the man that says he can't are both right. And when we want to have breakthrough in our life, when we want to see the breaking loose of all the chains that have held us and all the barriers that have held us back, then there's something that has to happen in our life. We have to begin to press in to a greater awareness. And you know, as I've been preaching on breakthrough all year, it's a charge from the Holy Spirit, it's a charge from the Lord God Almighty to preach breakthrough so that we see it all across the North. And I want to encourage you, we're believing God for your breakthrough. We're believing God that this is a year you're going to flourish and you're going to abound and you're going to see God's greater glory. We believe that you're going to see extraordinary things happening in your life and that you're going to see more and more notable miracles breaking loose in the earth. That's the word that we're believing and we're grabbing a hold of right now, and that God is at work in the North. And so I'm going to pray this morning as we get into the Word of God, and we're going to open up this Word of God. We're going to feast on the bread of life. We're going to be as those that found His Word, and we rejoice greatly. And that's what's going to happen. So would you join me in prayer this morning all across the North, whether you're in your car, your office, having a coffee, gathering in a Bible study right around this very broadcast that we're doing, and all those around the world that are tuning in. We want to thank you for being part of this great KFM network. And so let's pray. Father, I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, for your glorious presence all across the world. And Father, that we step into right now an awareness of your presence. Holy Spirit, we thank you that you are the teacher of the church. And I thank you for the highest and best for every word coming forth today that'll touch and impact lives and move us towards breakthrough in our lives. Holy Spirit, we thank you that you are the God of all comfort and that you bring comfort to the afflicted. Lord, we thank you that we ask for the eyes of our understanding to be open and that our ears would hear. Lord, we thank you for an obedient heart. Now, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, that you said you would supply all of our need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So, Lord, we lay hold of that promise. Lord, you declared that by your stripes we were healed and that you would heal the brokenhearted and the downcast. So, Lord, we lay hold that you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God, our healer. And, Lord, I thank you right now that as we press into your word, that we seek your word, and that, Lord, your eyes are running to and fro to look for those that are seeking you with all their heart. And so, Jesus, we enter into this time of the word today, and I thank you for revelation, and bless your people. Reveal yourself in a very powerful and real way to them today. Lord, give them direction in their life. Give them hope. Give them joy. Bring, Father, their peace to a new place in you. And Lord, let them know that you're at work in their life. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, one of the most important things is to remember that God is at work in your life. And as we move into the Word of God and into breakthrough, I want to take you into a scripture, and it says in 2 Chronicles chapter 16, 9, it says, "The eyes of the Lord run to and fro, looking for those who have a perfect heart before him, so that he may show himself strong in their behalf." You know, the Apostle Paul said that God would strengthen us with might by his Spirit in the inner man. In the book of 2 Chronicles, when it says the eyes of the Lord are looking, it means that they're alert, they're attentive. There is a look of faith. There is a look that comes from Jesus that when we connect with it, something happens in our lives and we become transformed. And you know, one of the things that I want you to get a hold of about breakthrough, I said it this way on Sunday, and I encourage you that if you don't have a church home, find a good church home in your local area. And if you're in the greater Sudbury area, join us on Sundays at 10:30. Oh, we have a great time. But God is looking, and there is something that happens when you connect with someone's eye. You see, breakthrough is in a word. Breakthrough is in a touch. Breakthrough is in a look. And breakthrough is in acts of obedience to God. And that's where we're going over the next several weeks, to begin to understand this elusive thing in our life that is called breakthrough. Oh, God has it for us. But you know what? We've got to reach for it. We've got to stretch for it. We've got to look for it. We've got to recognize that a breakthrough is in a look from Jesus and a look to Jesus. Can I just let that sink in for a moment? A look from Jesus and a look to Jesus. Remember, the eyes of the Lord are running to and fro across this earth, looking for those who have a perfect heart. And let me define what the word perfect is. It is an undivided heart. That means he is your Lord. That means you're not in a split decision when it comes to Jesus being in charge of your life. He's looking for an undivided heart. He's looking for a heart that seeks him first. He's looking for a heart that is totally yielded to him. He's looking for a heart that's open to his word. You see, that's what it means to have an undivided heart. It doesn't mean that we're perfect in all of our ways. No human being is perfect. But what it does mean is that we can have an undivided heart, that he is the king of our heart, that he is Lord God Almighty, that we have yielded our life to him. If you want your breakthrough, I want you to understand, God's looking for you. And he's looking for you to have an undivided heart. Why? Because breakthrough takes obedience. Breakthrough takes a touch from God. Breakthrough takes a word from God. Breakthrough takes looking to God and knowing what happens when he looks your way. You see, he's looking your way right now. I can see the eyes of the Lord. They're all around looking into people's hearts and lives, and they're seeing your heart is crying after him. And something happens. You see, when Jesus looked into people's eyes, something happened. You know, when you're intent and you know how to look at the eyes of God and look through the right lens of your life, you will see things change. I just tweeted a quote this morning by Charles Swindoll, and it says that life is 10% of what happens and 90% of how you think about it. Come on, folks, let's be real. You know, we're looking to God. God's eyes are running to and fro. And see, when Jesus looked at people, let me tell you what happened. He saw the anxious inquirers and bade them come and be with him in John 1:38. He saw the devout worshiper and commended him in John 1:47 through 50. He saw the impotent man at the pool of Bethesda and healed him in John 5:6. And that word impotent means without strength. You see, there's something that happens when you look unto Jesus. You see, Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. And when Jesus looks at us, he begins to speak into our lives and begins to open up a new realm of possibility that something can change in your life. That's why for 2 weeks I taught you about you've got to have something change in your thinking to get to that next place. Breakthrough is in a look to God and a look from God. You see, God wants to touch you today. He saw the hungry multitude and supplied their need in John 6:5. He saw the weeping mourners and was troubled for them in John 11:33. He saw the distressed mother and he cared for her in John 19:26. He saw the blind man and revealed himself as the light of the world in John 9:1. You see, it's a look from Jesus and it's a look to Jesus. Because when we look to Jesus, it says looking to the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross and the shame of it. You see, folks, sometimes there's things in our life that we're pressing through, and the only way we're going to get through them is by looking to Jesus. And can I tell you, it tells us in the book of Romans that those that trust on Jesus will never be disappointed. Can I tell you, your faith will not be disappointed because your faith is strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Your faith is looking to Jesus and not to any man. You know, that's one of the most important things about looking to God. You see, God's looking for those that are looking to him, and he's looking for you. Will you look to him this morning? You see, your breakthrough isn't a look. Just look to God. Don't look to man. Begin to thank God and praise God. A touch from God can change everything in your life. You see, in Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 through 3, it talks about the man who had leprosy and he was healed. And you know what? God tells us that that touch from God can make everything different in your life. What can be different in your life? You see, when you're touched by God, you're declared not guilty. Not guilty. All condemnation and all guilt have been gone. You've been eradicated because you've been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. When you believe on the Christ, when you look to Jesus Christ, something happens. He becomes Lord of your life. Something happens. You confess him as Savior. Something happens that you are now declared not guilty. Oh, not guilty. Think about that right now. Not guilty. There is a depth of righteousness. There is a depth of forgiveness. There is a depth of a wellspring of love and of grace that you've never known and of forgiveness. Oh, I'm speaking to Christians right now. You've known his love, his grace, and his mercy. Oh, his eyes are looking for you, and you're looking to him, and he wants to touch you this morning. He wants to touch you with his love and his grace and his forgiveness. I want to tell you a story. You know, there's a record in March of 1595, Sir Walter Raleigh, an explorer and a soldier of Queen Elizabeth I, landed on the island of Trinidad in the West Indies. There he found a crater in an extinct volcano, which was completely filled with pitch. More than 12 million tons of asphalt had been removed over the last 125 years and used to pave roads in 30 different countries all over the world. It is said that no matter how large a hole of asphalt is dug out, it fills back up within 72 hours. They have gone down 280 feet and still found this black gum-like substance bubbling up, and experts say it will last for another 500 years. You know, someone once thought about the asphalt lake in Trinidad and wrote, the same is true of God's grace and forgiveness. It never runs out. It never diminishes. No matter how terrible your shortcoming, no matter how terrible your failures, no matter how terrible you feel the sin and the brokenness is in your life, there is grace and forgiveness for you today in the blood of Jesus. You see, will you look to him? He's looking to you. When you look to him, you've got to be touched by him. And when you're touched by him, I often say it this way. I remember when God first began moving in my life, and I began to cry all the time. Every time I'd go to church, I'd cry. Every time I'd read the Bible, I'd cry. Every time I'd get around people talking about God, I'd cry. And I remember what Kathy Duplantis said to me. She said, Jeff, she said, that's just the finger of God touching your heart. Will you allow the finger of God to touch your heart? You're looking to Him. He's looking to you. He's wanting to connect with you, and He's wanting to know you face to face. Do you want to know Him face to face? Would you allow Him to touch your heart today to begin to bring breakthrough into your life? I implore you right now that your breakthrough isn't a look. It's in a touch. It's in a word. It's in obedience to God. You see, when you're touched by God, you're given new life. You know, once there was a rabbi at a local Jewish synagogue, and they worshiped Jesus. And the rabbi said, "My little daughter has just died, but you can bring her back to life again if you will only come and touch her." And Jesus went to the home of the rabbi. He put the unbelief out of the house, and He touched her, and she was made whole and healed. Well, I say to you right now, in the name of Jesus, get rid of the unbelief out of your house. That means clean it out of your mind, out of your thoughts, and you get into a place of faith right now. You get into a place of looking to God. I know it looks impossible in that financial realm. I know it looks impossible in that health report they've given you. But if you'll look to Jesus, I want you to know that He's looking for you right now. And when your eyes connect with Jesus, something powerful is going to happen. You're going to be touched by God. And when you're touched by God, guilt and shame fall by the wayside. When you're touched by God, you're given new life. Hallelujah. Listen to this. Romans 6, 7, and 11. Anyone who has died has been freed from sin. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we also live with Him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, He cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over Him. That death he died to sin once and for all. But the life he lives to God. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. I want you to say this now. My physical body is coming alive. My financial body is coming alive. My relationships are coming alive. My dreams are coming alive because I have given my life to Jesus Christ, and I'm looking to Him and to no other, and I have confessed Him as Lord and Savior of my life. And you see, that confession is a constant proclamation, a constant living out the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Now, I want to take just a moment here. We're talking about breakthrough. We're talking about the eyes of the Lord are running to and fro, looking for those whose heart are undivided. We're talking about looking to Jesus and how when we look to Jesus that we get touched by God and things change. How does that happen? It happens by believing. By believing that Jesus is who the Bible says He is. He is the only begotten Son of the Father. He is God Almighty. He is the I Am. He is your Savior. He is your Redeemer. He is the lover of your soul. He is the one who paid the price for your and my sin. He is the one that gave His life on Calvary. You know, all other religions talk about what you've got to do, but Jesus talks to you about what He's already done. The Holy Spirit communicates to you right now and tells you that Jesus has already paid the price for your shortcomings. So we aren't saved by our works, but we are to believe on the works that He has done for us. Oh, come on, would you believe on Jesus? You say, "Pastor, you don't know what I've done." Hey, you can be given new life right now. Your guilt and your shame can be washed away. Perhaps you're listening in a jail cell right now. And you're going, "Pastor, I've got a list of charges that are wrote against my life, and I'm going to be incarcerated for a long, long time. What good would it do me to believe in Jesus?" Well, can I tell you what? You can have a fresh start right now, right there, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I'll tell you, I've done jail ministry, and I've seen revivals break loose in jails and people be more free on the inside of a jail than they ever were on the outside. I see people set free from bondages and addictions and strongholds inside of jails, and people on the outside are still in bondage to it. I can tell you right now that if you're sitting there in that jail, you're sitting there in that prison, the physical one, that Jesus can set you free and bring peace, and He can wash away the stain of the sin in your life. Would you receive Him today? Would you receive Jesus Christ? There are many that are listening across this great network. You love the content of KFM. It's Christian radio. It's bringing you life. It's encouraging you. It's uplifting you. You love what you're hearing, but you haven't quite made that decision to receive Christ yet. Would you receive Christ this morning? I'm giving you an invitation. There are those of you that have perhaps served Jesus, but your heart's become clouded and it's a little bit divided right now. Would you once again make Him Lord over all of your life and have an undivided heart? Because something will change. You see, something will change with that undivided heart. And how do you do that? You do that just the way that I'm saying. There is an act of obedience. You see, breakthrough always comes with obedience. And we're going to look at these all over the next few weeks. We're going to look at a touch, a word, a look, and obedience and how they impact the breakthroughs in our life. But the greatest breakthrough you can ever have today, the greatest new life you can ever experience today, the greatest sense of freedom you'll ever experience today is about approaching Jesus as undivided in your heart. Make him Lord of your heart today. Would you receive him with me this morning? Would you ask him into your heart today? Oh, I know perhaps you've been in church, or perhaps you've known of Jesus all your life, or perhaps you're just now hearing the message that you've never heard the gospel preached before. What's good news? Jesus loves you. Jesus died for you. Jesus was risen from the dead so that you and I might have a new life and live in freedom. The Bible says that if you'll confess Jesus as your Savior, as your Lord, that means put him in charge of your life. One of the greatest salvation prayers I ever heard was from an ex-outlaw biker. He happened to, one of his buddies got saved and was following us on a motorcycle tour, so he just kind of came along. And at every meeting he sat there, didn't look like much was going on, but about the last night, I believe it was, that we were going to be doing the meetings, we gave an altar call. And he leaped to his feet. He said afterwards, he said, I don't even know why I leapt to my feet. I can tell you why. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You know, I can tell you why the Holy Spirit was prompting him. I can tell you why God was drawing him just like he's drawing you right now. And I had his buddy lead him in a prayer of salvation. And this is what he said. He said, say after me, Lord, I give you my life and my scooter. What was he saying? I give you everything that's important to me. I trust you with it, Jesus. Would you do that right now? Would you give Jesus everything that's important to you? Would you have an undivided heart, whether you've known him or you've just learned of him? Would you say this right now with me? Jesus, I call you Lord. You're in charge of my life. Holy Spirit, I thank you right now that as I confess the word of God and believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, believe that Jesus died for me, that the word of God declares, I'm saved. I'm born again. The Bible says that with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You've just received breakthrough if you confess that with your mouth. Say it. Say, Jesus is Lord. Say it right now. Say, I believe that God raised him from the dead. I believe Jesus died for me. Make it personal. Now say, come fill me, Holy Spirit. Come fill me, Lord, with your glory. Come fill me with your presence, Lord. Father, I thank you for changing my life. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that I now have an ear to hear and a heart to obey. I thank you for strengthening me. I thank you for favor. I thank you, Lord, that I'm trusting you with my family. I'm trusting you with my finances. I'm trusting you with my health. I'm trusting you that somehow you're going to work out this mess in my life to your greater good and your greater glory. Thank you, Lord, for your love. If you'll just believe that, I'll tell you, change will come into your life. Something just happened. You got touched by God. Would you call us at 705-588-7600? 705-588-7600? Would you go online to restorechurch.ca and send us a note? You know, would you connect with a local Bible-believing church, no matter where you're at, all across the North and around the world? You need to connect with the believers. Why? Because you need to have people speaking into your life and being there on the journey with you, and you need to grow in the Lord. And there's something about gathering together as believers. Oh, the church is not perfect, but can I tell you something? The church is filled with many people with an undivided heart for their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And if you'll gather together, the Bible says if one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight. Your victory is in your connection. It's in your connection to God. It's in your connection to the Holy Spirit. It's in your connection to Jesus Christ. It's in your connection to the Word of God. It's in your connection to other believers. Why? God works through connection. So I encourage you, if you prayed that prayer today and you don't have a home church, find one. If you're in the greater Sudbury area, come join us. We'd love to have you visit with us. This is Pastor Jeff Edwards. We love you so much. And this word that I'm bringing you this morning is for your breakthrough. That there is something that happens, as I said, when you look to God, God's eyes are running to and fro. He's looking for you. Are you looking for him? When them eyes connect, something powerful happens. When you receive Jesus and when He is the Lord of your life, undivided in your heart, you'll have a new life and you'll recognize that you'll walk free of guilt and shame. You'll recognize that breakthrough is coming at you. You'll be given brand new sight. Oh, a fresh vision for your life when you're touched by God. Oh, we're going to go through the Word of God and we're going to open this up for you in the next couple of weeks. When you're touched by God, God will begin to speak through you. When you're touched by God, something so powerful happens that God begins to manifest Himself in new dimensions that you've never imagined. Jesus sees you. He knows right where you're at. He loves you. He cares for you. And He has sent this Word to you today to make a difference in your life. Because remember, with God, your breakthrough is in a look, looking to Jesus, because He's looking for you. Hallelujah. It's in a touch. It's allowing God to touch us as we connect through Him. It's in a word. It's in obedience. And as we open each one of these up, a look, a touch, a word, and obedience, you'll see that there is a pattern that God has for breakthrough in people's lives. You'll learn that the definition of breakthrough is an offensive thrust into the enemy's camp or a sudden revelation of something new. You know, God wants you to have breakthrough in your life for 2018 and every day of your life thereafter. And I want to encourage you, ladies, listen to me, please. Ladies all across this great network, we want to invite you to come be part of our Women of Worth Conference 2018, March the 3rd, Saturday, March the 3rd. Register today. Call the church office at 705-588-7600. This is ladies only. This is a powerful event. It's called Arise, Awaken, and Activate. There's going to be incredible speakers. Our very own Shelley Belcher from the great KFM network is going to be there sharing and teaching. We're going to have Pastor Stacy Quinlan from Sault Ste. Marie is going to be bringing a great word from Destiny Christian Center. My lovely wife, May, is going to be teaching and ministering and flowing in compassion. And I'll tell you what, we have an extended worship time with Shawnee Sloss, who's led worship for such events as The Cry. Oh, it's going to be a great time. Ladies, the registration is only $40. Call today. That includes a light continental lunch, a light continental breakfast, a light lunch, all complimentary, with a wonderful gift basket and a great door prize basket that they're going to be giving away. But more importantly, it's the fellowship. No matter whether you're in North Bay or in Greater Sudbury, Sault Ste. Marie, Timmins, anywhere around this great network, Sundridge, come on. Elliott Lake, come on. Manitoulin, come on. Mattawa, come on. I want you to know that we want you to come out. This is for you. It's held at the Steelworkers Hall right here in the Greater Sudbury area in Brady Street. It's going to be an incredible event. Seating is limited, so join us. Call today, 705-588-7600. Bring a friend with you. You know, husbands, perhaps you need to pay for your wife to go. Some of you need to send your daughters. You know, some of you just need to be gracious, and there's a lady that you know in church or around you that you just need to pay her way so that she can come enjoy this incredible time with ladies and sit under the Word and worship God and be built up and released into all that God has. Let's change the North by changing our ladies. Ladies, what an incredible event it's going to be, and it's just for you. Seating is limited, so our Women of Worth Conference, March the 3rd. That's right, Saturday, March the 3rd. Be there. Call 705-588-7600. This is Jeff Edwards saying to you, God loves you. We love you. We're believing God for breakthrough into your life. We want to remind you that breakthrough is in a look. God's looking for you. Are you looking for Him? Breakthrough is in a touch. God wants to touch you. Will you reach out and touch Him? Breakthrough is in a word. God wants to get a word to you. Will you line your word up with His? And breakthrough is in obedience. Will you obey the word of the Lord? Remember what Jesus said, what Mary said when they came to Him and asked Jesus to turn the water into wine. She says, whatever He says, do it quickly. Well, I'm going to say to you, whatever He says, do it and do it now. I'd like to invite you to come join us this Sunday night, February the 25th, at First Baptist, right there in North Bay, with Pastor Wilbert Zavitz, as we bring a great word of breakthrough. And I'll tell you what, it's going to be a great word for you tonight. Come bring a friend this Sunday night, Impact North Bay, February the 25th, First Baptist, right there on Castle Street. This is Jeff Edwards saying, remember this, Jesus is risen, victory is assured.
Give me the word.
Thank you for tuning in to Give Me the Word with Pastor Jeff. For more faith-building messages and resources, visit us online at restorechurch.ca. Remember, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured.
Give Me the Word, sponsored by Neocon, for all your Poured Foundation needs. Call 969-1626.